Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it was time, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? He said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only his grace. Won't he do it? He said he would. So I trust him at all times.
I'm about to lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there again. Just call on Jesus, my friend. Get me back in line one more time, cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need to whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses, cause they're always on time.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, give honor to God who's the head of our life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to World of Gospel Connection. We're your host and co-host, Apostle D.L. Douglas Sr. and myself, Pastor-elect Kashima Douglas.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome once again to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys so very much for tuning in and partnering up with us on this morning. We're just excited about what God has to say to us on this morning. We wanted to make sure that we share our passage of scripture and our prayer with you on this morning. Our passage of scripture is going to be Psalms 1, which says, "Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." But I'm going to read that again. I'm going to say that again. "Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat the scornful." Amen. Let us pray. Gracious Eternal Father, we thank you for wise choices, God. We thank you for wisdom. We thank you for power. We thank you for grace. God, we thank you for the ability, Lord God, to walk in the places that you have called us to walk in. God, we pray that you will continue to elevate and strengthen our minds and our hearts. God, as we go forth today in this broadcast, Father, we pray those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning, God has strengthened, empowered, and given God the ability to stand and to withstand in the midst of all that is going on and all of the tears and fears that they may be experiencing. But, Father, we understand that you are God and you are God all by yourself. Father, and you will move in and God and do what you do best, and that is be God and be big in our life. And for that, God, we give you praise, glory, dominion, and honor on this morning. Father, we pray for those that are under the sound of our voices this morning. God, that it would, God, hear this broadcast. God, whatever it is that the enemy has put into their ear, God, that it's not worthy for them to walk on and walk in. God, we ask that you remove that thing now. God, whatever it is in and over their hearts, God, that's keeping them from feeling your presence on this morning. God, we dismiss it. Father, we pray, God, the noisome pestilence that's speaking in their ear, God, is silenced in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for all things being made well. God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, God, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts is acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. And the body of Christ said, amen. Amen. I want to make sure that we acknowledge all of the countries that are listening in. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and partnering with us every day right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We are so appreciative. We thank you so very much. We love you. We love you. We love you. And did I say we love you? We love you guys. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Listen, these are the countries that are listening in. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Zimbabwe. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Russia, Germany, Bulgaria, China, Hong Kong, Mexico, and the United Kingdom. So we are just honored. We're just honored. We're just honored to have all you guys listening in and partnering up with us on this morning. Those of y'all who have questions, those of y'all who have prayer, please make sure that you call in. And that number to call in is 563-999-3628. That number again is 563-999-3628. You can call in and we will be glad to have you guys tune in and listen in. And also to have you guys, if you have any questions, you may have a prayer request. You guys may want to share your testimony, or maybe you just want to tell how the broadcast has blessed you. We'll be excited, happy, glad, to borrow a phrase from one of my brothers, hippopotamus glad, that you guys would tune in and listen in and be a part of what God is doing right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We're just excited. We're just excited. We love you so very much, and we appreciate you for all that you do. And guys, remember now, tell a friend, call a neighbor, tell them that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. You guys can listen to us live right here every day, Monday through Friday, for an exciting word, a life-changing word, a word of shift, a word of power. You can just tune in right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And again, that number is 563-999-3628. That number again is 563-999-3628. Call in. And this is a live broadcast, so you will talk to somebody. Amen. This is not a call-in or even message show. This is actually a show where you can call in, and we are right here. We're live right now on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Listen, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We will be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one that got this testimony. When everyone else around me can only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
Everyone else around me
can only see
the worst in me.
The
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah, oh.
When everyone else around
me,
you
know. Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, oh, oh. See, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am. Amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you would never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best.
Is there anybody in here tonight that's so very thankful that God did not write you off, that he did not throw you away, that he picked you up? Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did.
but he only sees me for who I am. Ooh, Lord, yeah. He's mine and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did, he only sees me who I am. Sing it one time, we're gonna go past it. He is mine, oh, oh, oh.
He's mine and I'm his.
Ooh,
it doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
Sorry, I was on mute. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak. All if you need prayer.
I've been on mute the whole time. I've been on mute the whole time. God bless you guys. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Excuse for the dead air. I want to share this morning with you guys. A quick passage of scripture this morning. Excuse the dead air again this morning. Just wanted to share with you a word on this morning. The word will be coming from Romans 3, verse number 8. Romans 3, verse number 8. And we will read the King James Version. The King James Version says it like this. It says, I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. For you have little power, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. I'm going to read that again. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut, for you have a little strength. You have kept my word and have not denied my name. Father God, may we add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and the doers of his word, of your great word. As a kid, I grew up watching the television show, and I can't remember the name of it, but on the television show, what happened was there was a bunch of on the stage, they had these different doors. You won't go to prize behind door number one, the prize behind door number two, the prize behind door number three. And on the stage, sometimes when you would choose what's behind the door would be a better prize than you had from the door that you picked. But sometimes when you chose that door, it was you went from having the washer and dryer to having a year's supply of beanie weenies or a year's supply of potato chips or something like that. It would always be worse, or it was sometimes it would be better. It just all depends on your willingness to watch the ship, to let go of what you had in your hand. If y'all ride with me, I promise you, y'all gonna get something out of it this morning. I promise y'all gonna get something out of it this morning. In this show, they would try to buy from you that last door that was open to you. Come on. Sometimes you get better money. You get more money than you got in that last door. Or you just say, I want to buy that door from you. Or either I want you to choose another door. And see, sometimes we level up. Sometimes we level up on that. Sometimes we level up. Sometimes we get a better door than the one we had in our hand. But we have to take the chance or the opportunity, my God, to open up the door. Now watch the text. He said, I said before you an open door. Now my question to you, ladies and gentlemen, this morning as you listen to me and as I hear from the voice of God on this morning, I ask you this simple question. The simple question is this: are you willing to let go of what you got in your hand? Are you willing to let go of what you got in your hand? Now, I want to give you some, I want to give you some strength. I want to give you some power this morning. I want to build you up on your most weakened side. I want to give you a foothold this morning as you're trying to climb just up on the clouds and just a little bit higher on this morning. I want to give you a grip where you can grip your hand and you can hold on just a little while longer. I want to ask you this simple question. Are you willing to let go of what you got in front of you right now? Because watch this, be honest with you. I'm going to just be honest with you. That door that you last went in, you done got all that you can get out of that last door. Hello, lights and walls. Allow me to preach it like I feel it this morning. You done got all the resources that you could from out of this last door. This is the reason why God has set before you an open door. He's giving you an opportunity, my friend. He's giving to you an opportunity, my brother. He's giving you an opportunity, my sister, to walk into a new place in him. But you have to be willing to leave that which is in behind you for that which is in front of you. You got to be willing to say, okay, enough is enough. I've done all I could do in this room right here. I've done all I could in this door right here. I've done all I've done in this place right here. Because watch this here. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be real truthful. Sometimes that door feel real good. Come on here. That door, Lord, that door done got to the place now to where it's comfortable. But see, God don't want us to get comfortable. He wants us to stay uncomfortable. Come on. Can I help you this morning? God don't want us to get comfortable in Zion. He don't want us to get to the point to where we got to fold another hand and close another eyes and the resting of our head and get it and ease in Zion. He wants us to continually press on. He said in his word, he said, I want you to press toward the mark. Come on here. Of a high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. And whenever you press, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to be the bearer of good news of some and the dispeller of mist for others, that when you press, you have to press through a door. Huh? You got to come on here and let me help you. You got to rise to the occasion. You got to get up off of your seat and you got to push yourself through. You got to come on here and rise to the top, because watch this, the enemy's desire is to keep you, watch this, captive in that same place. His desire, oh Lord, who am I preaching too early this morning on this broadcast? You got to understand something. The enemy's desire is to keep you in a negative space. The enemy's desire is to keep you in a place of misunderstanding and grief and heartache and pain. The enemy's desire is to keep you captive by the last thing that you went through. He want to come on here. He want to keep you in test. He want to keep you in trial. He want to keep you in tribulation. But see, the thing that I've learned about God is this: even though we may be going through. I'm never standing in one spot. When I'm going through my storm, just on the other side of the storm, just on the other side of the rain, just on the other side, come on here, who am I preaching to this morning? Just because there is some turbulence on the sea does not mean that God, come on here, is not answering your cry. Listen, what I heard as I was reading, he said, I set before you. Now, the crazy part about this text, this is the crazy part of the text. As I read that text, I don't know why, but I saw that it said, as in a seat, like you were set before an open door, as if you were taking a seat. But then God gave me this revelation. The reason why I saw it is because that's all we do is we sit in front. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. We're stuck between the last door that God opens for us. We're sitting on the outside of that door, and we're sitting in front of, come on here, and we're sitting in front of the other. I'm trying to help somebody. You're sitting in the hallway of a door that's been opened, and you're trying to figure out what else I can get out of this last door, because it's still got a crack in it. But the door before you, come on, let me help you this morning, is wide open. You hear life inside. You come on here. You hear activities inside. You hear situations and circumstances getting better on the inside. You hear healing and deliverance on the inside, but you're still looking at what's behind you. You see, come on here. Don't get stuck in your past, ladies and gentlemen, because come on here. Your past is what's keeping you from getting to your present. Come on. Come on. I sat back and I said, okay, God. I said, okay, God, you got to get real deep with me, because, you know, sometimes I don't get it all the way. You got to give me something to fight with this morning. You got to give me some weapons of warfare. Now, you got to give me some weapons of mass destruction, because this thing got good to me. Now watch the text. As I sit there and I read it, and he said, set before you. He said, see. That word see. He said, in other words, stop focusing on what's, oh Lord, stop focusing on what's around you. He said, because right now, what you've been doing is you've been distracted by all of the other stuff that's around you. See, oh Lord, you have been distracted by the hurt and the pain. You have been distracted by the lies and the innuendos. You have been hurt by, come on here, by the sickness and the disease. You've been hurt by the words that people have said. You have been, oh, come on here, let me preach it like I feel it on this morning. You've been talking, and you've been talking to the situation, and it's a brand new baby. Stop by this morning to tell you, stop giving that thing attention, because the more attention you give it, the stronger it gets. And after a while, what happens is it becomes a foothold. It becomes a stronghold. How can you bind up a strong man if, oh Lord, how can you spoil the goods of the house of the strong man except you first bind up the strong man? We got to be careful that we don't get so caught up in, watch this here, the last season that we were in, that we lose what God has said before us. He said, see, I have set before you an open door access. Watch this here. He has given you access to where he hasn't given a whole lot of people access. He's given you an opportunity where he hasn't given a lot of people opportunity. He's given you a chance where he hasn't really gave a lot of people a chance. He's given you answers. Watch this. Where he has shut up his bowels of compassion on some people. Listen to what I'm saying. That's an open door. This is an opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, for you to get the answers that you need. But we can be so hard-hearted in situations. We can be so caught up in our last test. Oh Lord, can I help you? Can I help you? When was the last time you checked the text that you come on, preacher? Who you preaching to? I know it's got about 10 or 15 or 20 of y'all that's listening in, that you in that same place that you were in last year. You would come under my shit, couldn't go to the roadside. Y'all forgive me. David. I was stuck right there in the city of my never-dying soul. I've met people who have been in places where they have been in the same thing over and over again. One of my favorite movies, ladies and gentlemen, is called Groundhog Day with Bill Murray in it. If you ain't seen it, you need to take time out to watch this. It is funny. It will make you laugh and cry at the same time, I'm telling you. But Bill Murray is a weatherman, and in this story, in this movie, Bill Murray is the weatherman, and he has to report the weather on Groundhog Day. And on Groundhog Day, he actually get caught in a loop. Who am I helping this morning? He got caught in a loop. And in this loop, he's repeating the same day over and over and over and over again. One of the worst places you can be in your life is repeating the same cycle over and over and over again. Come on, can I help you? Can I bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny this morning? Oh, Lord, have mercy. I've sealed this thing. Watch the text. Listen, it is a repeated cycle over and over again. Can I help you? Can I give you the biblical term for it? It's called a generational curse. Oh, my God. Who am I helping? When you're in a generational curse, God, you're going to mess these people up. When you're in a generational curse, ladies and gentlemen, one of the biggest issues about a generational curse is this. As you repeat the same thing that your ancestors repeated. Your grandma dealt with it. Your grandma's grandma dealt with it. Your grandma's dealt with it. Your grandfather's grandfather, grandfather's grandfather's great-grandfather's grandfather's great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather's dealt with it. And now it's up to you to break the cycle. Oh, preacher, you finna break some generational curses. I double dog dare you to open up your mouth and say it like I feel it down in the city of my never-dying soul and watch how it shifts. I refuse to be a product of my heritage. Oh, Lord, have mercy on my soul. I refuse to have to take part in this foolishness anymore. I'm not going to be what my Lord, what my ancestors was. They're not there, oh, Lord. The boat stops here. Oh, Lord, preacher, you messing some folk up early this morning. This is what you have to understand about this. The open door that's set before you is an opportunity for you to walk out of the old and into the new. To walk out of the old and into the new. To walk out of the old and into, to walk out of the old. See, it's important that we get this, that we put on, watch this here, the new man. Come here for about 5-10 seconds and let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny real quick. It's important, ladies and gentlemen, it's important that we understand that, watch this here, we walk into our new place, our open door place. It's important that we leave this alone because, watch this here, we have generations that's behind us that's watching. I feel the Holy Ghost moving up and down my spine right now. Listen. It's important that we shift because we got a generation that's looking and watching us. We got a generation that's got an eye on us. We got a generation that got their eyes on us. We got a generation that has been given the choices of chasing after the world. The Bible says it like this, to them, for them, this is for them, and this is for us, but we need to pass this on them. He said, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. In order for you to walk into a new place, you have to have a new mindset. Oh, my God, I don't know who that shit, but that shit somebody right square in the chest. Listen, you got to understand that in order for you to see the greater, you have to be in a greater mindset. Oh, Lord, have mercy. In order for you to get the greatness of what God has set before you, you got to learn how to shift. Come on. You got to learn how to shift. You got to be transformed. You got to be like a Transformers. See, Optimus Prime is not always the 18-wheeler. Sometimes you got to shift into battle mode. Come here and let me help you. Sometimes you got to shift into battle mode. Optimus Prime got the sword and he got the laser gun. See, you got to understand, not only is he an 18-wheeler where he'll drive and drive across the country and do what he needs to do when he drive across the country, but when it's wartime, when he got a fight, he take, oh, Lord. Bumblebee, my favorite. That's my favorite. That's a Corvette. Is it the Corvette or the Camaro? I think it's a Camaro. Bumblebee is the Camaro. He's not just Camaro, but he also can fight. He lost his voice box, so he got. What I like about him is he do all the different voices from off the radio. He switched from one channel to the next channel to say what he got to say. But watch this here. The thing that killed me, the thing that really blessed me about it, the thing that blew me away, I almost fell out of my chair, is when he was talking, and then all of a sudden he told him, he said, I can fight too. He didn't mess around there and he starts squabbling. And the one thing that you have to understand with the devil, you got to let him know that you got more than just a scripture, but you can fight too. You can get on your face and you can talk to the Lord. See, that's what happens in a transformation. Oh, God, you preaching to these people this morning. You got to learn that there's a transformation that takes place. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There is a shift that takes place. And it starts with you walking through the door. It starts with you walking through the door. It starts with you taking that first step. As a kid, I grew up and I loved watching the Santa Claus story. And in the Santa Claus story, you get to meet the ice giant. And the ice giant is a force to be reckoned with, because he controls the winter. He controls the winter, but he controls the climate, but he can't walk. But it's not until Santa Claus talks to him and he tells him, he said, as he get ready to come after, he falls. And he said, wait a minute, hold on. He said, what's the matter? He said, I can't walk. He said, what you mean you can't walk? He said, I've never walked before. He said, I lost my power, so I can't transform. I can't transpose myself. He said, okay. He said, I can teach you how to walk. He said, and he starts singing that song. Oh, I just told my age, but that's all right. I'm good. I'm good with that. He said, put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking out the door. Ladies and gentlemen, friends and frenemies, homies and homettes, listen to me real close. If you want to get somewhere in God, let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. You got to start walking. You got to put one foot in front of you. You got to walk out of it. I know it's hurtful. I know it's painful. I know it's hard to leave out of that last season because you didn't got comfortable. I know it's hard for you to leave the folk and the friendships and the alliances that you made in this last season. But watch this here. Let me show you something. Let me show you something. God has giving you all that he could give you in that season, in that time, in that place. You have to learn that God is a moving God. God is a shifting God. God does not sit still. God does not sit in one place. He's not one of those gods that when you every time you look for him, he's in the same spot. That's the reason why your prayer should be transitional. You shouldn't, that's another message for another time. Your prayers have to be transitional. You have to be able to transition in prayer. You have to go from the baby steps in prayer and to the shifting of the power in prayer. Because watch this, because God desires for us to be raised to the next level. God desires for us to walk into that next level. God desires for us to walk in that holies of holies. God desires for us to grow into higher heights and deeper depths in him. And in order to do that, we have to learn how to walk out of some places and some spaces that we're used to. That's why, oh, Lord, have mercy on my soul. Who is it? Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls. I can't think of the name of the group, but they sing that song. Don't go chasing waterfalls and the rivers that you're used to. You can't get into a common place. You can't get into commonality with people. You can't get, come on here and let me preach it like I know how. Listen, you can't get so used to being in that place because watch this. The enemy knows familiarity. Hello, lights and walls. You do know the devil is real familiar with familiarity. Him and familiarity is first cousins. That's the reason why he works so well in the places where you can stay. You get stuck in that same thing. You get stuck in those generational curses. You get stuck in your hurt. You get stuck in your frustration. You get stuck in despair. You get stuck in distress. You get stuck in the places where you feel like you're not enough. You get stuck in the places where you feel like you ain't got it all. You can get stuck in a place where you feel like your ministry is falling apart. You get stuck in a place where you don't know how you feel like you don't know how to preach no more. See, because watch this. Because the devil knows how to keep you in a place of familiarity. He keeps you there. But watch this. The one thing about the devil is he knows about transition, but he don't know how to get there. See, he only shows up, come on here and preach it like you know how. It's when we get familiar. See, he said the Bible says try the spirit and see the will of God. He said, don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Don't get all caught up in places that you don't need to be in. So this morning, ladies and gentlemen, I have a question for you. Are you willing to find out what's behind door number one? Are you willing to let go of the past? Let go of the thing that has been keeping you from moving forward? Are you willing to let go of this last season? Because truth be told, if you really want to know the truth about the matter, the truth of the matter is this, if you really want to know the truth about the matter, the devil really never wanted you to get into this, into the last season that you were in anyway. But since you're there, he's trying to keep you there because if he keep you there, you'll never move to the place where you need to be. You'll never become the seasoned preacher that you need to be. You'll never become the powerful preacher that you need to be. You'll never become the prophet that you need to be. You'll never become the pastor that you need to be. You'll never become the evangelist that you need to be. You'll never become the lay minister, layman in the ministry that you need to be. You'll never become the apostle that you need to be. You'll never become the evangelist that you need to be. Because he will always have you stuck in that same place. Now, I'm gonna say this, and this I'm gonna table this for another topic. I'm gonna table this for another opportunity, another chance. What happens when you get so familiar with that place that it stops your growth in ministry. You get so familiar with that place, it stops you from growing. It stops you from seeing what God wants you to see. It stops you from hearing what God wants you to hear. It stops you from receiving what God wants you to receive. It stops you. It don't stop nobody else. It stops you. It don't hold nobody else up. It holds up you. It don't hold nobody captive but you. Because truth be told, can I be honest with you and help you real quick? Let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny this morning. They have moved on. But the devil wants you to think that they still sulking like you. You see a hard, they want, the devil wants you to think that you see that they still holding on to the past like you. But in actuality, they have literally picked their bags up and moved on. Deliverance has came to your house today. There is an open door that is set before you. Are you willing to walk into it? Or are you willing to just stay in the same place that you're in right now? New doors, new opportunities. New door, new advances. Old doors are just what they are, old doors. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some people that will come along with you in this next season because we talked about seasonal people some months ago. I might have to go back and visit that, but we talked about some seasonal people. And with these seasonal people, they're there for a season, but then there are people that you that travel along with you because it's needful for them to be there to see what God is doing because God is getting ready to elevate them. But then there are those that God let come along to see because, truth be told, God needs them to know what kind of power you really got. If I can overcome this, if I can survive this, if I can outlive this one, come on, Holy Ghost, work this morning. If I can overcome this last thing that I was in. I don't know who I'm preaching to this morning, but I feel you rising from this dark place. Listen, the enemy wants you. He wants you to stay in a place of frustration and anger and hurt. He wants you to stay in a place to where you don't have the power to keep going. Because if he playing music on me. There ain't nobody but the devil trying to keep me from keep talking, but I'm going to keep on going. But listen, the enemy wants you. He wants you to give up in this season. He wants you to miss this open door. But watch here, the devil is a lie. Not only will you walk into this new door, but you will get everything that God has for you in this new season. Truth be told, you need some people hating on you. You need some people that's gonna misuse you, misabuse you. You're gonna need some people that's gonna talk about you. You're gonna need some people to run your name through the mud. Because I'm gonna be honest with you, it's motivation. That one right there, that one was free. That one was free. That was a freebie right there. See, You need to let them do what they're doing, because that's going to motivate you to pray more. That's going to motivate you to talk to God more. That's going to motivate you to watch this here, to trust God more. That's going to motivate you to read your Bible. That's going to motivate you to watch this here, to help and extend your hand to somebody who really, it's going to motivate you to find out more about who you really are. It's going to motivate you to keep the good fight of faith. It's going to motivate you, baby, to make you push in this season where all hell is breaking loose and the enemy really thinks that he got you to the point to where you want to throw in the towel and give up. But this is the season right here. He is pulling you to your place of destiny. He's pulling you to your place of power. He's pulling you to your place of joy. He's pulling you to your place of hope. But you have to allow him to let you you have to allow him to work inside of you what needs to be worked inside of you, and you have to learn how to release this last door. The one thing that you have to realize about this is this: you can't take that door into this next door. You can't. It's impossible. It was not designed that way. You go through your house right now, and if you take the doors off the hinges, take the whole door frame off the hinges, and try to walk through it, just holding it straight up like it's supposed to go, and not trying to turn it sideways and tilt it and all that other stuff to walk it through, it won't fit. But if you take that door off the hinge, and you take that door and you say, okay, I'm going to take this on in there. See, but the thing about this, you're taking the door, but you're not taking the season. You're taking the door, but you're not taking the room. The door is open for you to walk in. And if you do manage to get the door, I just got this revelation. If you do manage to get that room inside that room, that's going to be one crowded room. And then watch what happens now. You're not going to be able to tell your last season from this season. Wow. And it's going to look kind of strange because you got a bathroom sink in the bedroom where your bed is at. You're going to have a toilet in your closet. You're going to have a shower where your window should be at. So it's going to look a little off. It's going to look a little strange. It's going to look a little peculiar. It's going to look a little weird. Because you're trying to fit things into a place that they don't belong. So I say this to you, ladies and gentlemen, as I close. So I shut the door to this last season for you. And I invite you to walk into your new season. I close with this. Don't miss the opportunity of a lifetime focusing on the past. Don't miss the opportunity of a lifetime focusing on your past. I could go deeper than that, but I'm done. I could go deeper than that. I feel like I could go deeper. I feel this push, but I'm finna let it go. I'm finna let it go. Do not, ladies and gentlemen, do not miss this next season. Focusing on folk. Focusing on situations. Focusing on circumstances. Focusing on the lies, the innuendos, the time that it talked about, the time that it read. Just don't even focus. Don't waste no more time on people that don't deserve your time. You pouring into folks. Because number one, it's not worthy. Number two, they don't have the capability to hold what you're pouring into them. Because they themselves got too much garbage in them. So only thing you pouring is pouring your goodness, your mercy, your goodness, your power, your strength, your encouragement over something that they themselves have never been delivered from. In order for you to get more in you, you got to be empty. Lord have mercy. I'm trying to let this go. The more you empty yourself out, the more you say yes to God, the emptier you become. The more you say yes to God, the emptier you become. See, you done got the revelation to say yes. They haven't. Pray for them from afar. Encourage them when they need encouragement. Strengthen them when they need strength. But stop pouring into somebody that's full of mess. Stop pouring into people that don't have enough revelation yet. Let them get the revelation that they need. Continue to pray. Continue to strengthen them. Continue to call on the name of the Lord for them. And I know it's hard. Don't get me wrong. I know it's hard because I done been there. I had to pray for those. See, one of the greatest things, my God. Y'all forgive me. I'm sorry. One of the greatest things that you can do for you is pray for them that despitefully use you. The ones that done read. The ones that ran your name through the mud and talked about you like a dirty dog. You pray for them. You pray for them. You talk to God about them. Because that's a lesson that they have to learn, not you. You keep pushing. And I know it's hard. I know it's hard. I know it's hard. I'm a living witness that it's not an easy task. Because your prayers have to change. I'm trying to let this thing go. Your prayers have to change because what you really want to pray, you can't. What you really want to say, you can't. And the one of the things that you don't want to do, well, God help me right here. One of the things that you don't want to do is pray a witchcraft prayer, because witchcraft have boomerangs on, so don't pray no witchcraft prayer. You pray and you ask God to guide their hearts, guide their mind, and let them get the revelation. Let them see it for themselves. Because if you don't, you're going to make a whole mess of the thing. So Father, as I close this, I pray, God, that you open the eyes of the ones whose eyes need to be opened. Strengthen them to be strengthened and empower those that they can be empowered, give them the wisdom and understanding, God. Father, that even in this, God, and that repentance is needed. Deliver those, Father, that need to be delivered. Set free those who need to be set free. Father, we may not see it in this lifetime. We may not see it in this moment. We may not see it in this shift. But Father, give them the chance to make it right. Father, I see what's on hold. Lord, I'm so afraid for so many people. My heart goes out to them, God, but I know that I cannot pray against your will. Whew, Lord, but in this chapter, give them the ability, Lord. Lord Jesus, give them the ability to be delivered and set free. Give them the knowledge, God, to turn their hearts. Turn their minds. Give them the urgency, Lord, to shift. Give them the urgency, Lord God, into the place where you would desire for them to walk. Give them understanding, God. Give them knowledge. Give them power. For it's nothing more than a stronghold that the enemy is using against them. Lord, help us to continue to see the struggle and the stronghold that the enemy has on them, that we may be able to continue to pray against it, and that they are delivered and set free. Father, we pray that the word that has been preached today is pleasing in your sight. We did not speak this word of ourselves, but Father, we spoke this word of you. And we pray, Lord God, that deliverance has come. Strength and wisdom has been made to be felt in this time and in this hour. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you in advance for all things being made well. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Going to take a quick musical break. We'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Now I'm
Welcome back, welcome back. Remember the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer. The overcome of scripture is Romans 10 and 9. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. The scripture states, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Remember, God doesn't care about what you did last night nor this morning. He loves you, and don't you ever forget that.
Amen. Thank you. Good morning. Excuse me. There are those that are under the sound of our voice right now. You need to hear this word of deliverance, this word of peace, this word of joy, of hope. You may be in a place right now to where you are struggling, looking for answers to situations and circumstances that are beyond your capabilities. The beautiful thing about that is that you are right where you need to be. Amen. You are right where you need to be. You have run out of options. You have run out of ideas. You have run out of ways to handle it yourself. Ways to handle it yourself. One of the most important things, ladies and gentlemen, is this. For you not to get weary in well-doing. Don't get frustrated in the fight. There is an answer. There is an answer. And that answer, ladies and gentlemen, is in that Romans 10 and 9. Confess with your mouth. Believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, and you will be saved. You will be saved. Simply put, when you cross over into the care of God, he cares for you. Now, you're in a place right now to where you are living on grace. Let me bless you to the blessed place, push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny right quick. We live on grace. But at some point, somehow, somewhere, you will run out of grace. The scripture says this to us, that at some point, somewhere, we run out of grace. Don't let today be that day that you run out of grace. I want to extend to you this opportunity. overcome a scripture, overcome a prayer. This is just a call into discipleship, as they say back in the seasoned church day. This is the invitation to discipleship for you to give your life to Christ. Very simple, very, 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 very easy situation. You do a 180, you turn your back on the things of the enemy, and you walk into your new place. Simple as that. I'm going to pray. I'm going to reiterate the scripture that my wife shared with us this morning. And then once I do that, I want you to say, Lord, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Simple as that. Simple as that. So lend me your hearts for a moment. Gracious and eternal Father, these that are under the sound of our voices, God, across this country, God, that is desiring to walk in a right relationship with you. Father, our prayer this morning is that you will meet them right there where they are. Whatever condition or situation that they may be experiencing right now. Father, we pray deliverance. We pray peace. We pray joy. We pray power. Father, we pray that you would move by your strength even now. Let them not be weary in well-doing. Father, because in this season, we don't want them to be weary. Strengthen them on every hand. Give them the pathway, God, to walk to you. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, as they lift up their sin-stained hands, as they lift up their sins before you, they confess them with their mouth, and they believe with their hearts that you died and that you were raised from the dead. This is your opportunity right here. And they are now saved. Father, those that have confessed that, as I reiterated the scripture, God, we pray and thank you for taking them under your wing and strengthening them. And the ones who are in the valley of decision, the ones who have not made that decision to cross over, God, God, we pray that you would continue to allow your grace to abide. Because we understand that your mercies, your grace, shall not strive with us always. But Father, we pray that you give them some time. But God, put into their hearts and their minds the urgency to get to you as quickly as possible. Father, we pray for all of our pastors and preachers and evangelists and apostles and prophets that's across this country. We lift them up before you, God. Lord God, we lift them up, God. We pray for their minds, their hearts, and their bodies, God. God, we pray for them, God, to walk into that you have called them to walk into. Strengthen them on every hand where they're weak, God. Give them the ability to stand. Give them wisdom and knowledge, Lord God. God, in the place where they need wisdom and knowledge, let them know, God, that even in this, God, you are God, and you are God all by yourself. And beside you, there is no other. Father, we thank you for immediate grace, immediate power, immediate joy, that God, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all they could ask us. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen. Now, along with that, we have three keys that we want to share with you on this morning. We're going to go ahead and share those three keys. And once we do that, we'll be right back.
First, get your Bible, whether it's King James or NIV. Purchase you a Bible, a hard copy, not just on your phone, but put it on your phone as well. Two, find your church home. If you go visit, please mask up, sanitize your hands, be careful. But you're definitely welcome to join us on Sundays at 10:15 on Abba House on Facebook, just Abba House. Make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is not only preaching the word, but that they are living the word. This is very critical since you surrender your life to Christ. No, it's not going to be easy. We're not going to tell you that. We're going to tell you the truth. The devil's going to fight even harder now. But now you have the equipment to fight back and completely trust God. Rule number one, get your Bible. Two, find your church home. Again, you're welcome to join us on Abba House Sundays at 10:15 and Tuesdays for Bible study at 7:15. And three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but they are living the word.
Amen. Amen. And as they say in the Baptist church, please govern yourself accordingly to the announcements. Amen. 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 Listen, it is our time that we sow a seed, to share a seed. Those of you all who would like to sow a seed on this morning, you can do so by going to either one of two ways. You can send it through Cash App, which is $WGC2020. You can sow that way. Again, that is $WGC2020. And you can also Zelle, and that is Zelle. And then you can go to 832-816-7997. You can share in your gift of giving that way. Now, remember, those of you all that are sowing, know that when you share a seed with us, that the seed that you sow into us, we take those seeds and we share into other ministries. We share into our homeless program. We share into all these different programs that we do, feeding our young people and all of that, that we're getting ready to get started as well. So please make this a seed that when you sow, know that that seed that you're sowing has purpose. Amen. That seed that you're sowing has purpose. It's going to go into fertile ground. Now remember, this is how you receive a harvest in a field that you did not plant. When you sow into us, we take that seed and sow into others. They take that seed and they sow that seed into others, and that goes on and so on and so on and so on. And that's how the seed of reciprocity takes place. Amen. That's a seed of reciprocity. That has longevity added to it. Amen. Because it goes from one field to the next field to the next field to the next field. We'll talk about that another time. But those of you all who are willing to sow, again, that those two ways of sowing is Cash App, and that is $WGC2020, $WGC2020, or you can go to your Zelle, and that's Zelle, that's on your bank. You can go there. That's
PayPal.
Your PayPal, PayPal.me/Worldwide Gospel Convention. I'm sorry, WGC.
PayPal.me/WorldwideGC.
Worldwide GC. That's PayPal.me/Worldwide GC. Worldwide GC. You can sow into that as PayPal as well. So God bless you guys. Thank you so much for your obedience. Thank you for your time that you shared with us on this morning. We pray that something was said. A word was prayed, a prayer was prayed, a word was said, a song was maybe sung on the broadcast this morning. God bless you. And we look forward to you guys joining us again right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you with the love of the Lord, and we will talk with you guys really, really soon. God bless you. Y'all have a great night. Great morning.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world. Listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song will get better.
It's gotta get better.